we're going to have a good time, okay? All right. We're going to sing one of our favorites this evening. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we need, where's our laughing girls? Laughing girls, come on. Laughing girls, come on. Laughing boys, where's laughing boy? I seen him a minute ago. Laughing boy, where you at? I saw him a minute ago. Somebody come kidnap laughing boy. Oh no, isn't that awful? Laughing boy, get up here. We can't laugh without you. All right, here's laughing boy. There's laughing girl. And we're going to sing this song tonight while we're waiting on everybody else to get here. Boy, it's good to be here. And the Bible said the joy of the Lord is my what? Strength. And so that's what we're going to sing tonight. So, all right, boys and girls, everybody join in. All right, here we go. Got it, Krista? Got it? Okay, well, just bring that little player out here to me and y'all go ahead. All right, here we go. I can't hear you. Joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. All right, what is wrong with y'all? Come on, boys. Come on, girls. Let's go. It don't matter. You sing for two people. All right, we ready? All right, we ready? Here we go now. All right, here we go. Ready? Twice that loud. Come on, we're at Bible school. Ready? Joy of the Lord is my strength. Right, the joy of the... Make them sing. Here's my leaders. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on, huz. Now you can do better than that. You got when you're with a kid, you got to act like a kid. The joy like that. All right, come on, Emmalou. Loosen up there a little bit. All right. Here we go. Now we ain't gonna mess around this time. Ready? Here we go. Ready? Ready? Come on! Come on! We ain't getting no pizza. Call them, tell them, turn the pizza off. No pizza. All right, you're dismissed. Everybody go home. See you next year at Bible school. All right, here we go. Come on, boys. Listen, if you're not a sissy, do this. If you're a sissy, you be quiet. Okay, all right, here we go. Ready? The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 That's better. All right, now, life and boy, you know this one? He gives me living water and I thirst no more. Got it? Ready? He gives me living water and I thirst no more. Come on! He gives me living water. And I thirst no more. He gives me living water. And I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to have some help. Life and boy and life and girl. I've got a helper here tonight, I believe. He comes to Bible school every year. Is he here back there? I thought I saw him. Her. Is Tigger a boy or a girl? A girl. Come on. There he is, whatever it is. Come on up here, Tigger. You got to help me with this song here. All right, let's give Tigger a big hand here. Woo! It's going to get good now. All right, Tigger, you come right over here and help us sing now. All right, I don't know if Tigger's a boy or a girl. But anyway, now y'all follow Tigger, ready? All right. Do not put this on Nosebook. Come on! Give me living water and I thirst no more. Come on, Taylor. Give me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. All right, Taylor, liven up here a little bit.
And you, Life and Boy, here we go now. Here's our verse. Ready? He filled my mouth with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. He filled my mouth with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. Come on, boy. He filled my mouth with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, now. This is it. This is the big one. Is everybody ready? The big verse. Get your breath, Life and Man. Life and Boy. All right, boys. Y'all follow Life and Boy, whatever he does. If, sir, you just laugh your fool head off. Ready? All right. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible said merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The Bible said rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So here we go. Ready? Ha! The joy of the Lord is my strength. All right, here we go now. All right, come on, girls. Are they doing good over here? Are they doing good? That's what I thought. They're not doing it. Like your fool heads off. All right, here we go. Ready? Ha! Here we go now. Come on, life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. One more time. Come on, little boy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. All right. Thank you. Tigger, Life and Boy, Life and Girl. Let's give him a big hand here tonight. Okay, come on, Miss Desi. Amen. All right. We got more guests here tonight coming in. And we got guests coming in from everywhere tonight. Where's that? We got guests coming from all over the country tonight. Let's sing our Bible school song. Play it. Amen. Everybody sing now. Real big and loud. Real big and real loud. Ready? Come on now. Ready?
Oh, come and join our Bible school.
Come on.
Oh, won't you come along? We'll tell good stories and sing sweet songs. Oh, won't you come along?
Good. All right, let's try it again. Ready?
Oh, come and join our Bible.
Louder.
Oh, won't you come along?
Can you hear you?
Tell good stories and sing sweet songs. Oh, won't you come along?
Good. Now, we have some more guests tonight. Let's see if anybody might recognize these guests.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle. We got a show for you.
All right, the vegetarian. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen.
Well, I guess everybody was wondering.
That, yeah.
Is he here? He better not have laid out tonight. Did anybody see him? I heard that he looks different. I heard he looks completely different. I heard he got saved last night. I'm not sure. I heard he got saved last night. Is he here? Is he here? I wonder where he's at. I ain't seen him. He might be in one of these classrooms. Oh, there he is. Here he comes. All right, let's give him a big hand. Say, Billy's here. Woo! Lordy mercy, I thought he got saved. You don't believe he did? Oh, yeah, he did, too. He got on a tie. Come on in. Come on in, Silly Billy. Boy, if y'all enjoyed Silly Billy being here this week, let's give him a big hand. And I tell you what, did something happen to you last night, Billy?
I got saved.
Woo! Hey, man. At least you don't have on his AC/DC shirt tonight. Yeah, you look good. Hey, you already got your haircut?
It looks good, no? Is that straight?
Yeah, I guess. It looks a little bit better. Amen. I guess it looks better, but I think he still needs a little bit took off, don't y'all? He's just a little bit. He just got... Oh, Billy, now you got saved last night. Oh, it was him? Okay. Did he just do something wrong?
Yeah.
He told a lie, didn't he? He told a lie. He said it was that boy. Was it that boy that done it?
Yeah.
Well, he told a lie. You just told a lie. Did you know that God hates lying?
Yeah.
He does. So we got to learn how to tell the truth. You understand that, silly?
I'm sorry, I did it.
That's much better. We have learned a lesson today. Amen. That when you somebody has something, tell the truth. So, boy, we're going to have a good time tonight. And you can squirt somebody, just not me. And, boy, Silly Billy. Was it Miss Desi?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you get you a tie-dye shirt made last night, Silly?
No.
Oh, man.
I was getting saved last night.
Oh, he was getting saved. Well, that's more important. Getting saved is the most important thing in the world. Getting saved is more important than having a tie-dye shirt. Getting saved is more important than anything in the whole wide world. And so I know that Silly Billy's done got saved and ready to live for the Lord. You want to say something to boys and girls?
Because if I knew I was going to hell, then I wouldn't have any water to put in my water pistol.
That's right. That's right. Amen. There wouldn't be no water in hell. And that's the truth. So what do you got to say to the boys and girls, Silly Billy?
It feels good to be saved. All y'all need to get saved at Bible school.
Amen. That's right. That's good advice.
Thank you, Miss Vicki.
Did Miss Vicki lead you to the Lord? What about that? And tell the boys and girls how old you are.
I'm 5.
Ain't that pretty good, ain't it? That's pretty good. He's been. I don't know what you've been eating. Doesn't grow the beard.
My name is Bill.
But anyway. Silly Billy, boy, I tell you, he's healthy, amen. And so, anyway, it sure has been good. Let's help Silly Billy sing the Bible school song. He'll really be able to do it now since he's saved. Oh, yeah. I wonder if we can sing our other Bible school song. Let's try it, Miss Desi. Let's see if Silly Billy can lead us in our other Bible school song. All right, amen. Ready? Here we go.
Bible school sure is fun. There's a place for everyone. Fill the place up, bring you up to the door. Then come out and eat. Preacher says, don't be late. We just can't wait to place us way up into the door, then go out and
all right now. All right, let's try that again. I want you to help me. Y'all are not that. Silly Billy's being a hypocrite. All right, here we go. Ready?
Bible school. Bible
school
is fun. There's
There's a place for everyone. Fill the place up, way up, into the door. And go out and
get your
preacher says, don't be late. If you are, we just can't wait. Fill the place up, up, into the door. And go out and
get your door.
All right. Come on back up, life and girls, life and boy, Tigger, Silly Billy, y'all stay up here, and we're going to sing, they're going to lead us in a song tonight. They're going to lead us in a song tonight. All right, here we go now. Get up there, laughing boy. All right, we got to have room for this song. They're going to lead us in Father Abraham. Everybody, everybody stand. Everybody stand up. All right, here we go. Ready? All right, here we go. Real big, loud. Ready? Father Abraham had many sons. Louder! Many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on. Father Abraham had many sons. Come on, y'all. Many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them. Y'all get up here so they can see you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on. Left on. Father Abraham had many sons. Come on, y'all. Many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. Come on, so let's just praise the Lord. Right on, left on, right foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Come on, many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on, right foot, left foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Come on, y'all. Many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on, left foot, nod your head. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons have Father Abraham. I am one of them, so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on, left foot, nod your head, turn around. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons have fought. Woo! Abraham, I'm one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on, left foot, nod your head, turn around, sit down. All right, let's give him a big hand. You see what an example you're setting in front of these boys and girls, Silly Billy. And you tell these boys and girls on the last night of Bible school what they need to hear.
You need to hear that Jesus loves you. And
here's
the only way to heaven. You don't want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven when you die.
Amen.
That's why you need to get saved.
Amen. Let's give Silly Billy a big hand. Woo! Woo! And he's got his cool back. He's got his cool back. He's got his cool back. Whoop! Look out there. Now, we're doing the service different tonight. Everybody give me attention. We're doing the service different tonight. Instead of breaking up in our classes, we're going to have the smallest class, the 3 and 4 year olds, get ready to go to their class, and everybody else is going to stay in here. We're going to do something different tonight. Before they do, we're going to have some singing. So y'all come on, Brother Jason. And we're going to have a couple of songs right quick that I know will be a blessing to you. And you know what? Boys and girls, what y'all have been learning this week at Bible school,
is the most important thing that anybody has ever heard. There's a heaven, there's a hell. There's only one way to go to heaven, and that's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you tonight more than you can ever imagine. He loved you enough to shed His blood on the cross for your sins. And He's coming back one of these days in power and glory to rule and reign on this earth. Amen. So you listen as they sing about tonight.
I'll tell you what, we've had some folks saved this week. Be careful with that one mic, guys. We've had some folks saved this week, and first thing you want to do when you get saved is go and tell somebody. Jesus healed that man over there that was possessed with devils, and he went and told everybody, you know, what had happened to him. And this song, I'll tell you what it says. It says, "Hello, Mama, I just called to tell you. Never forget the night I was able to tell my mom that things was right between me and the Lord." I hope you can tell your mom or your dad or your brothers or your sisters that everything's right between you and the Lord. Listen to this song and let the Lord speak to you. I know the Lord loves me. Amen. This song says, I've asked for a lot of things in life, but tonight I just want to say thank you, Lord, for loving me. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord for that tonight. Amen. All right. We got a young lady right here with a birthday. Stand up here, young lady. This girl is her today. Is her, how old are you? 10 years old. And don't her shirt look nice? Let's give her a big hand. Amen. Now, what we're going to do right now, Miss Vicky, come over here. If you are in Miss Vicky's class, we're going to let y'all, 3 and 4 years old, isn't that right? 4 and 5 years old. Just, she's going to stand right here. And 4 and 5 year old, just go ahead and follow her. Follow her. 4 and 5 years of age. 4 and 5. Go ahead and go. Any more 4 and 5 years old? All right. Let's go. It's going to be fun. You're going to miss the fun if you don't go to your class. All right. Now, I need you to do me a favor tonight. Need you to do me a favor, since we're doing this different this evening. Here's what I want you to do. Want everybody to stay down now. We're not going to have anybody else get up or move. Nobody else. Stay in your seat. Because I'm just going to preach real short. And so you can't. If you want a drink of water, you have to wait till I get through preaching. Don't get up while I'm preaching. Just for a few minutes tonight. And I want to show you what we've been talking about all week long at Bible school. You've heard your teachers Monday night, and they were talking about heaven and how great heaven is. A lot of times people say, boy, heaven's going to be great. No, heaven's already great. We're just not there yet. It's great right now. There are people enjoying heaven right now while we're down here. And then people say, boy, hell's going to be awful. Hell is already awful. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible place. And every one of you boys and girls, mamas and daddies, we're all going when we leave this world to one of them two places, heaven or hell. They taught you how that heaven is up no matter where you live. In this world, heaven's up because it's north. It would be like from right here, heaven is that way, north of the planet Earth. And they taught you that no matter where you live, hell is down in the center of the earth. If you live in China, it's down. If you live in Russia, it's down. If you live in America, it's down. And the Bible talks about hell as being a pit, like and the best way I describe it is it's got sides, according to the Bible, but no bottom. It's a bottomless pit, but it has sides. And I'll explain that more in just a minute. But let's talk for a minute about heaven, and then I'm going to talk about hell. Now, you can learn something tonight if you'll listen to every word that I'm saying. First, heaven. Can you imagine heaven? Sometimes people don't understand how good heaven is. You ever tell that story about this little boy? And this little boy was out in the yard one day, and it was cloudy and looked like it was going to rain. And he's standing out there holding a string like this. And a man came out and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite, sir. He said, you're flying a kite? I don't see no kite. It's way up in the cloud. And the little boy said, well, that's what I'm doing. He said, well, where is your kite? I don't see no kite. How do you know it's still there? And he said, because every once in a while, I can feel it tug. When the wind blows, when I can feel it. I know it's up there. I can't see it, but I know it's there because I feel it pulling on my string. Boys and girls, that's the way heaven is. We can't see heaven tonight because we can't see far enough, but we know it's there. We know it's there because the Bible says it, and we know it's there because once in a while we feel that tug, that there's a better place to go when we leave this world. And I'm so thankful, I'm just so thankful, I'm just so happy tonight that we can stand in the house of the Lord and tell you kids that there's a heaven you can go to when you die. You know, I don't know all you boys and girls. Maybe some of you have it hard at home. I'm sure there's kids here tonight who have it, maybe something bad going on in your home. And you say, boys, why do I have to live like this? And maybe I'm in a bad situation, or my parents are divorcing, or maybe something bad's happening in our home. But I'm telling you something, you can go somewhere a whole lot better than this world when you leave this world. I'm glad we don't have to stay down here forever. I'm glad it's not going to be like this forever. We're not going to live in a place where you get your heart broke and where you have to hurt and where you have to have sorrow. In heaven, there is no sorrow. Did you know in heaven nobody's ever sad? Sometimes I see boys and girls that come on our bus, and I've seen some of y'all tonight, and you're just looking down like you're sad. And we all have bad days. We all have days when you're just sad. Don't you have days sometimes when you just think, everything's wrong. Nothing's working out right. I'm just sad. I feel awful. I'm just sad. Well, guess what, boys and girls? In heaven, you'll never be sad again. Never, ever, ever, ever will we be sad again. Think about that. Think about that. How wonderful that is to never be sad. And then there's no sorrow. No sorrow in heaven. You know, we all have sorrow. Have you ever had somebody in your family die? Like maybe your grandmother, or maybe some, I guess most of us have. Boy, it's an awful thing. We have to go down there to the funeral home and we see our family and everybody's crying and everybody, and we think, this is awful. This is awful. God, why does stuff like this have to happen? Well, it's because we're in this world and this world has sin in it. That's why everybody has to die, because of sin. Did you know if there wasn't no sin, nobody would ever die? But God has fixed us a place where there won't be no sorrow. No sorrow. You know, people won't cry. You won't never come over and see me sitting down and say, Brother Danny, what's wrong? Are you all right? I'll say, sure, I'm all right. I won't cry. I won't have no heartache. I won't have no sorrow. I won't have no suffering. You know, sometimes we suffer here in this world. And we suffer. And we hurt and we get sick. You ever had the flu or the measles or the chicken pox or something like that? And you think, boy, I remember one time when I was little, I got real sick and my stomach was hurting and I threw up and I had to go to the doctor, and you get a fever and you get the flu and you think, guess what, boys and girls? When we get to heaven, we'll never be sick. There's no medicine in heaven. There's no such thing as medicine. No Tylenol, no aspirin, no nothing like that in heaven. Nothing like that in heaven. Nothing like that even exists in heaven. Nothing like that even takes. There's no medicine cabinet. There's no doctor. Can you imagine? There's no hospital. You say, where's the hospital here? Somebody says, there ain't no hospital here. This is heaven. We're never going to get sick. We're never going to get sick. Woo! Hallelujah. We're never going to get sick. And then you know something else? In heaven, nobody dies. Nobody dies in heaven. Think about that. Nobody dies in heaven. Here, everybody dies. You know, you go to the rest home, and you go to the hospital, and you say, my papa died. My mamaw died. Maybe my cousin got killed. Everybody dies in this world. Everybody dies. But in heaven, nobody dies. There is no graveyards. There is no medicine. There is no sickness. There's no suffering. There's no sorrow. You say, well, Brother Danny, I've had people ask me this. They said, what are we going to do in heaven all that time? Well, I don't know. I don't know what all we're going to do. I know some of the things we're going to do. I don't know what all we're going to do, but I know that you will never be bored. Have you ever been bored? Has anybody in here ever been bored? It was like, I'm bored to death. Oh, guess what? In heaven, you won't be bored. In heaven, you won't. You say, well, will there be video games? There'll be something a whole lot better than that. You say, will there be basketball? There'll be something a whole lot better than that. You say, will there be football? There'll be something a whole lot better than football. You say, will there be ice cream? There'll be something way better than ice cream. You say, will there be Pepsis? Way better than Pepsis. You say, will there be cotton candy? There'll be something better than cotton candy. You say, well, Brother Danny, will there be swimming pools in heaven? There'll be something better than swimming pools. I don't know what God's got up there, but everything we enjoy down here, God's got something way, way better up there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the Lord saying, y'all want to go swimming? I don't know if he will or not. He said, yeah, let's go swimming. And there's a big old pool out there about a mile wide. And you jump off the top of a mansion and go, whoosh. And there's a, they say, where's Michael Phelps? He's way back there somewhere. He's in the little kiddie league. I mean, we swim like that all the way across that. But we won't get tired. You won't have to worry about you know, sometimes we swim and go, I don't know if I can make it or not. Won't happen up there in heaven. No. We won't ever get tired. Think about that. Can you imagine a place, y'all, where you'll see your whole family and you'll hug necks and you'll say, boy, this is the most fun I've ever had. You know, when you're having fun, time goes by real fast. I remember when I went to school, when I was trying to do math problems, I looked at the clock and I thought, oh, it's 10 more minutes. But then when we went outside to play, it was just like that. And it was the same time, but I was having fun. And you know what? When you're having fun, time goes real fast. And guess what? In heaven, there is no time. Your mama won't ever say, all right, come in here now. Y'all got to come in here and take a bath. You will not have to take a bath. Cool, huh? Because you'll be clean all the time. You can't get dirty. Nobody stinks. Nobody has a problem. Heaven is perfect. Heaven is perfect. Heaven is perfect. You know what? You'll be able to eat all you want to. And your mom said, no, you can't have no more of them cookies. Stay out of them. Stay out of that candy. I better not catch you in there no more. Think about it. No. When we get to heaven, the Lord will just say, have everything you want. Everything you want, all you want, and it'll be better than candy. It'll be better than chocolate chip cookies. It'll be better than cheesecake with strawberries on top of it. It'll be better than Nerds. It'll be better than Pixie Sticks. It'll be better than Kool-Aid. It'll be better than Gatorade. It'll be better than Monster drinks. It'll be better than Red Bull. And other Black Bull and Blue Bull and all them monster drinks. It'll be better than all that. Heaven will be a great place, boys and girls. And I'm going to tell you something this evening. If the Lord didn't do nothing for us but just take us to heaven, then that would be plenty. Even if there wasn't no hell. If the Lord didn't do nothing for us but just take us to heaven, then it would be plenty. Did you know that? I'm going to let you see tonight, just a little bit, what it would be like to be in heaven. I wonder tonight, now this can't happen, go ahead, Ron. This cannot happen in real life. But I want you to imagine the Lord would open up the gates of heaven tonight. And let us see somebody who's in heaven. I wonder if the Lord would let us see Grandma or Grandpa. I wonder if the Lord would let us see Aunt somebody or Uncle somebody. I wonder if the Lord would let us look in heaven tonight. Wonder what we'd see. I bet we'd see Fanny Crosby. I bet we'd see D.L. Moody. I bet we'd see Charles Spurgeon. I bet we'd see all kinds of famous people. Peter and James and John and Noah and Jonah and David that killed the giant. We see all them people. You know, listen to me, our girls. Listen. If you went to the mall and they said a famous movie star's here or somebody plays in Hollywood, everybody says, I want to see. But you might not even get to see them. But guess who in heaven? Moses, the man that wrote the Ten Commandments. He's more famous than any movie star in Hollywood. He's more famous than Kobe Bryant. He's more famous than Justin Bieber. He's more famous than Britney Spears. Moses will be there. Let's just imagine tonight what it would be like if we really got to see a man from heaven. Wonder what it would be like tonight. Lord. You know what? If you got to see somebody from heaven tonight, you would be surprised at how much fun they're having. But boys and girls, you can never imagine ever how bad it would be in hell. You know, when we talk about getting saved, we talk about getting saved, and we're not just getting saved to go to heaven, we're getting saved to keep them going to hell. So you get a double salvation. I'm not just saved going to heaven, I'm saved from going to hell. Boys and girls, I'm telling you tonight, you don't want to go to hell. Hell is an awful, awful place. Hell is the opposite of heaven. Let me tell you just a little bit about hell. Let me tell you just a little bit about how terrible that it could be in a place where there's no God and where you can never find God, where you can never feel God, where you can never touch God. There's so many things that are not there. They're in heaven or hell. That's fine, but I'll just leave them just like that. In heaven, you're always happy. In hell, you're always miserable. In heaven, you love everybody. In hell, you hate everybody. In heaven, you see beautiful things. In hell, is nothing but complete darkness. In heaven, there's peace. In hell, there's war. In heaven, it's all goodness. In hell, it's all evil. In heaven, it's angels are everywhere. In hell, there's demons everywhere you look. In heaven, there's Jesus. But in hell, there's Satan, the devil. In heaven, the weather is perfect. But in hell, you burn forever and ever and ever. In heaven, you eat perfect food. But in hell, you just gnash on each other with your teeth. In heaven, you're comforted. But in hell, you're tormented. In heaven, there's joy. But in hell, there's sorrow. In heaven, there's smiles. But in hell, there's frowns. In heaven, there's praise. But in hell, there's screams. In heaven, there's pleasure. But in hell, there's pain. In heaven, there's understanding. But in hell, it's all confusion. In heaven, there's the river of life. In hell, there is no water at all. In heaven, there's clean air. But in hell, there's smoke and brimstone and blackness. In heaven, there's no need of the sun. It's so bright. But in hell, all you have is fire and brimstone in darkness. In heaven, there's love. But in hell, there's hate. In heaven, you live forever. But in hell, you wish you'd have never been born. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you hear me? The worst thing you've ever seen on TV, the worst nightmare you've ever had, the worst dream you've ever been, cannot be one little tiny bit as bad as it is going to hell. You don't want to go to hell when you die. You don't want to go to hell. There is a hell, and it's on fire tonight. It's on fire. I'm glad now when I was little. It's not going to hurt little kids to tell them there's a hell. It's good for them. They need to know. When I was that high, I would run back and forth through the house, and my mom would be in the living room, and she'd sing, "Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I want to go to heaven, because hell is an awful, awful place." Listen, boys and girls, heaven is real. Hell is real. Jesus is real. God's real. There's really a heaven up there where we're going when we leave this world. There's really a hell down there that people go that are not saved. I'm so glad I got saved. You know what a lot of people think, especially teenagers? We have a lot of teenagers here tonight. I think we had about almost 40 last two nights. I'm going to tell you something, teenagers, sometimes you worry about what your friends are going to say. Sometimes you worry about what people are going to say. You know, it don't really matter. It don't really matter what people think about you. If you know you're saved and right with God and you know you're going to heaven when you die, that's all that really matters. Amen? Amen? I'm telling you tonight, listen, you teenagers, I would not go to hell worrying about what my friends think. I wouldn't go to hell worrying about what somebody that I go to school with thinks. It's not going to matter. It ain't going to matter what they think one of these days. There is a hell. I heard about a young man some time ago. This preacher was out visiting. And he was knocked on a door like this. Preacher went, nobody coming. Anybody home? About that time, I heard somebody say, "Over here, over here." And there was a car sitting over here like this, and the car was jacked up on a jack, and he saw some tennis shoes and blue jeans sticking out, and a young boy crawled out from under that car. He's working underneath it. He said, "Yeah, can I help you?" And the preacher said, "Hi, I'm preacher so-and-so. I'm from a church up here. and I come to talk to you about the Lord. I want you to go to heaven and be saved. And that boy looked at that preacher and he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I'm 17 years old. He said, I'm not interested in God. I don't want to hear the Bible. I don't want nobody preaching to me. You take God and the Bible and go on down the street with it. And the preacher said, son, he said, I don't think you need to have that attitude. Why don't you get saved? There's a hell. There's a heaven. He said, look, I'm 17 years old. I'm too young. I want to have fun. I want to live my life the way I want to live it. And the preacher said, okay. And he went on down the street and he went to this house and this house and this house and this house. And he's about a couple of blocks on down the street down there. And about 30 minutes later, he's down here like him, knocking on somebody's door. And all of a sudden, he saw ambulance come around the corner with lights flashing on top of them. And it turned a corner like that. And the corner, and he said all the neighbors were coming out looking like wondering, what's going on? What's going on? What is it? What is it? And that preacher took off down the street like this, went with everybody else. And those ambulance pulled in that driveway. And that jack underneath that car had come loose. That car fell on that boy and crushed him. And he never did even realize what happened, kids. They had to lift that car up and take that 17-year-old boy's body out of there and take it to the funeral home. 30 minutes before, he told the preacher, I'm 17. I got plenty of time. Go on, take your gun and go on down the street somewhere. And in 30 minutes, he was already in hell. I'm going to tell you something, kids. I'll be criticized for telling you there's a hell, but according to that Bible and my calling before God, there's a heaven and there's a hell. And Jesus died so you can go to heaven when you die and not hell. You say, well, I don't think you ought to scare people. The Bible says you are. The Bible says by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Tonight, let's just turn the coin over. Put the shoe on the other foot, so to speak. And see what would happen if we saw a man from hell. Now we can't do this, but if we could open up hell tonight and just let a man talk to us, I wonder what he would say.
Oh, this place is awful. Oh, God, why didn't I get saved? Oh, this is the most horrible place that I've ever been. Oh, God, there's no water. There's no friends. Oh, God, I was going to see my mom or my dad, my brother. This place is awful. And thank God I hate it. Oh, it burns, Lord. God, people are always screaming and fighting on each other.
Preacher, you say, Brother Danny, if people really like it in hell, oh yeah, they really are. And it's a lot lost works because it smells so bad. And you remember what I told you a minute ago about it being a bottomless pit? The reason I said it's a bottomless pit is because the Bible says it has sides but no bottom. So the center of the earth is hollow and it's on fire and it's just spinning because the earth's spinning. And they're just tumbling around, falling, with a flame comes out like this. And you fall this way, and a flame comes out. And a flame comes out, and you can't get away from it. And they're hitting each other and biting on each other. You say, why do we have to go there? Because we sin and we've done wrong. And Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sin. But we say no to Him. We say no to Him. We say no to Jesus. That's what makes us go to hell, saying no to Jesus. Are you listening? It'd be like being inside of a dryer. You know when you put your clothes in a dryer and it just goes around like this. And those clothes just tumble. That's what it'd be like to be in hell, with fire shooting out at you from every direction. And you're just running into people and biting and gnashing with your teeth. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's a hell. There's a heaven. And I'm going to tell you tonight what it takes to go to heaven. You know what's not in hell? There's no peace in hell. There's no way you can have any peace. You can't have peace when you're falling and falling and falling like rolling down a big hill. You can't have no peace. There is no rest in hell. Can you imagine slapping and slipping and running into people out being on fire? People are in hell are always tired. You're so tired, but you can't rest. You're so tired, and you think, I'd just like for everything to be still just so I can rest. But you can't rest because there ain't no rest in hell. There's no peace in hell. There's no joy in hell. You know, sometimes we get together and we have fun. We had so much fun last night doing those tie-dye shirts, and we cut up and had fun with Silly Billy. You can't do that in hell. There is no fun in hell. There's no joy. Nobody's ever happy. Nobody's ever smiled. There is no comfort in hell. You know, when you're sick or you feel bad or you get bee sting or something like that, your mom or somebody can hold you. They can comfort you. They can pat you on the back. They can say, honey, it's going to be all right. Nobody can do that in hell. There ain't nobody going to comfort you in hell. Nobody will comfort you in hell. There is no joy in hell. There is no comfort in hell. There is no water in hell. You see this here tonight? That's water. You know what that man in hell said in the Bible? He wanted one drop like that. He just wanted one drop of water. We can get all the water we want. We can go back out to the water fountain and get water. But there is none in hell. People beg for water in hell. People scream for water in hell. But there is no water in hell, boys and girls. There is no water in hell. There is no comfort. There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no happiness. There is no mercy in hell. There's no mercy in hell. Tonight you can have mercy. Tonight you can get down and say, dear Lord, forgive me. God, I'm sorry. I want to be saved. I want to get saved tonight. I want Jesus in my heart. I want to go to heaven. But in hell there is no mercy. Everybody in hell is praying to get saved, but you can't get saved in hell. In hell there is no escape. You know, if you're in a fire in this world, I had a big old fire at my house the other day, and it was so hot I could feel the heat. And you know what I done when it got hot? I backed off. I got away from it. But you can't get away from it in hell. It'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And you can't get away from it. Boys and girls, there is no escape in hell. I could tell you story after story after story. But tonight I'll stop. And I'm going to tell you the greatest story ever told. And the greatest story ever told is Jesus when He died on the cross of Calvary. Do you know that? That's the greatest story ever told. When Jesus went up on the cross that day, they put nails in His hands and nails in His feet. The reason He did that is for me, for Brother Danny. And the reason He did that was for you tonight. And the reason He did that, so you could go to heaven when you die. When they took Jesus up there, and they held Him down like that, and they put those spikes and that hammer on. They put nails in His hands so you and I could get saved and go to heaven. So when we believe in Him, when we believe that He died for us, God saves our soul. And all you got to do to get saved tonight is you got to believe that Jesus died for your sins. He died for your sins. Your sins. Your sins. Not mine, not somebody else's. Your sins. And if you'll ask Him, He'll forgive you of all your sins tonight. If you're a teenager here tonight and you haven't got saved, tonight ought to be your night to be saved. Just come to the piano. In just a minute, we're going to pray. I don't want you to come to the altar
because your friend comes. I don't want you to come to the altar because somebody else does. But if you're here tonight and you're really honest to goodness serious about getting saved, I want you to come. I want you to come to the altar, and I want you to let the Lord save you tonight. If you're here tonight and you're a Christian, you've been saved, but you've never really, really got your heart right with God, and you've never, never really, really asked the Lord to come into your heart, why don't you do that tonight? Why don't you do that tonight? Will you? Because one day, it'll be too late. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. Every head bowed and eyes closed. Nobody's moving. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. She's playing softly. God's speaking to your heart tonight. We're going to ask you to do business with the Lord. Let's get saved tonight. Let's get saved tonight. Amen. Come on. Come on right now. Here comes some right now. Here comes some right now. If you want to get saved, get your heart right. Come on, boys and girls. Just get out of your seat and come. That's right. That's right. Others are coming. Others are coming. Come on. I need some of you ladies to pray with these girls. If you ladies, we need all of our workers, shining light adults that can lead somebody to the Lord. Come on. Come on, kids. Let's go. If you want to get saved tonight, you come on and ask Jesus to save you. Just get out of your seat and come. Come on right now. Come on right now. Amen. If you're a lady that goes to this church, we need you to help us tonight. Let's pray for some of these kids. Amen. Some of them over there. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Some boys, men. Need some men. Pray with these boys. Come on right now. Amen. Just get out of your seat and come right now. And we're going to ask the Lord to help us tonight. Come on. If you want to get saved tonight, come on. Amen. If you want to ask the Lord to help you. Amen. Amen. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Come on. Come on. If you want to get saved tonight, come on. Come on, kids. Come on, teenagers. Let's go. Don't bitch. Listen, it takes a teenager with some real character and some real guts. Come on. And we need some ladies that can lead somebody to the Lord.